Today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow is the first of the month. When you write a tzuba or you write a get on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you write Yom Shloshim L'Chodesh Ador HaRishon Shehu Yom Rishon L'Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. It's a big question in the Rishonim, what's the nature of this din of 2 days Rosh Chodesh? Most of the Rishonim assume the favors that it's not a din d'arais. Some say it's a din d'rabbanon, and some say it's only a minig. If I'm not mistaken, the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah, some mitzvah says it kuf nun gimel. When the Rambam counts kviyas haluach as one mitzvah, puts together kiddush haChodesh and ibra hashana as one mitzvah. The Baha counts them as two mitzvahs. Kiddush haChodesh is one mitzvah, ibra hashana is another mitzvah. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, kviyas haluach. So the Ramban has a long hasaga there. He disagrees with a lot of points of the Rambam. So if I'm not mistaken, it's over there that he writes that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is only midirabbanan. It's not a dimmid atar. It's some other later Rishonim, early Achronim, I think the Tashbeitz, and some others, they write that it's only a minig. It's not even a dindirabbanan. And the Rambam is a little bit mashma that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is a real dindiraisa. Some of them are farshim on the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. When you read Machal Chodesh, Daftara Machal Chodesh, it says B'yom Chodesh Hasheni. Shaul HaMelech had a party. David HaMelech didn't show up the first day, so Shaul didn't ask Yonis, and where is your dear friend David? Till the second day, David didn't show up. Maybe the first day he was tummy, didn't go to mikveh. And then the second day he also didn't come. So that's when he asked Yonis, and how come David is not here? So it says, B'yom HaChodesh HaSheni. It was 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So some of them mefarshim on the Navi say it would appear that already in the days of Shaul HaMelech, they had 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Looks like it's a din d'araisa. The simple reading of the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik, the simple reading of the Rambam is that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is a real din d'araisa, because the Moilid was already part of the first day, is already after the new Moilid, so it really should have belonged to the next month. So even though tomorrow is going to be the first day of Adar Sheni, really the first day of the month, so we should make today also a din of Rosh Chodesh. The Netziv, in his commentary on Chumash, I think also assumes, according to the Rambam, that 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is a din d'araisa. So I think he poses the kasha. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah has a comment on the pasuk in today's Shir Shal Yom. Shir Shal Yom for every Thursday. You say, "Tikva v'chodesh shofar b'kesa liyam chagenu." Kechok liyisrael hu mishpot v'lakei Yaakov. What does it mean b'kesa liyam chagenu? So when do you blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh? On Rosh Hashanah, Echad b'Tishrei. Tikva v'chodesh shofar blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh. The fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is hidden. Kisui. That's how the Gemara interprets. That's not Poshepshad. That's how the Gemara in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah interprets. Bakesa liyom chagenu, ezu chag shachodesh miskasa bo. Which holiday is it? Yom chagenu. Which holiday is it that Rosh Chodesh is hidden? That's Echad b'Tishrei. That somehow Rosh Hashanah takes over and it's forgotten that it's Rosh Chodesh. What way is it Bakesa liyom chagenu? So Poshep Pshat is because everybody says it's Rosh Hashanah. They don't talk about the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. So Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. So he didn't live in the same city. He learned by Rabbeinu Tam, then he moved. He lived in a different city. So Rabbeinu Tam would hear versions of what he said and he would be upset. How did he say such a thing? So they quoted to the Rabbeinu Tam in the name of Rabbeinu Meshulam that on Rosh Hashanah you bring two sets of musafim. You bring musafim for the fact that it's Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. You bring musafim because for the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh also. So you bring two sets of musafim. So if you look in the Chumash and Parshas Pinchas, so it says you bring the karbonos of Rosh Hashanah. A lot of others are Chodesh and Minchas saw. But on Rosh Chodesh, on a normal Rosh Chodesh, you bring 11 musafim, you bring 10 oilas and 1 chatos. Why does it only say milvados al chodesh minchas, oilas atomin minchas? What happened to this soil of chatos? So Rabbeinu Meshulam was quoted to Rabbeinu Thomas having said, you don't bring a chatos. You don't bring a soil of chatos for Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. So that's Kesel Yom Chagenu. The fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is somehow hidden, it's swallowed up, that you don't bring, instead of 11 musafim, you only bring 10 musafim for Rosh Chodesh. You don't bring the soil of chatos. That's what it means in the Gemara, Shachodesh Miskasavo. So the Rabbeinu Tam said that it's against the Tosefta, because the Tosefta says, how many Sivri Rosh Chodoshim are there, Sachakol, in the course of the whole year? So the Tosefta says either 12 or 13. If it's a Shana Pshuta, then it's going to be 12. It's going to Shana Mubarak, it's going to be 13. So you see that you bring every single Rosh Chodesh, including the Rishon, the Sheni, Tishrei, every single Rosh Chodesh, you bring a Sorry Rosh Chodesh. Because the Tosefta says they're either 12 or 13. That's including Rosh Hashanah. So you see, Rosh Hashanah, there is a Soil Achatos. That's what we say. In the Musaf, the Gedavening on Rosh Hashanah, we say, all the Karbonas that we say, Ishnei Sirim Lachapir. There's one Sawyer for Rosh Chodesh and one Sawyer for Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbeinu Tam sent a letter to Rabbeinu Meshulam. He said incorrect. So Rabbeinu Meshulam said he never said that. A few things like that. They said, quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam, then Rabbeinu Meshulam, the Rabbeinu Tam sent him a letter to have the letters of the Rabbeinu Tam are in the Sefer HaYosha, the Rabbeinu Tam. Sefer HaYosha has two parts. The first part of the Sefer HaYosha, he gives his Chidushim on the Mesichtas, and the second part of the Sefer HaYosha are letters, are tshuvas that he wrote to others, and a few of the letters are to the Rabbeinu Meshulam. He's disagreeing with things that he said. And then Rabbeinu Meshulam says he never said it, he was being misquoted. So in this also, he said it was being misquoted. He didn't say that they didn't bring the soil achatos for Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. He said it's not mentioned in the Chumash. And Parshas Pinchas, it's not mentioned. It's hidden. Achodesh miskaseh, but it's hidden, but it's there. There is a soil of Rosh Chodesh. So the Netziv seems to have understood also in the Rambam that that 2 days Rosh Chodesh is a din deraisa. So he's bothered with the kasha. If it's a din deraisa, so why do you only have 12 or 13 Siri Rosh Chodeshim? Every other month is 2 days Rosh Chodesh. It should be many more. It should be 18, 19. It should be more than only 12 or 13. Every other month is 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So you have another Soil Lachatas. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested a teretz. I don't remember if the Netziv has the teretz, and I remember the Netziv poses the kasha on the Ram. Could be that he says the teretz also. The pasuk says, "Olas chodesh b'chad shoy." A similar expression says, "Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato." Alalas atomid v'nisko. How do you translate "Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato"? This is the korban on Shabbos. You don't bring a sorry lachatos. You don't bring any chatos on Shabbos unless it's Yontav Shcholiyos B'Shabbos, then you bring, or if it's Rosh Chodesh Cholis B'Shabbos, you bring a soil achatos for the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh or for the fact that it's Yontav. But on Shabbos, you don't bring a soil achatos. Rav Soloveitchik thought that's why when you daven Musaf on Yontav Shcholiyos B'Shabbos, we say, V'titin Lash Shamal Kena B'Ahava, Vadim Shabbos is L'Merucha, Vadim L'Simcha, they say, V'titin Lash B'Ahava. Then you say again, B'Ahava. If it's Shabbos, he say again the word bi'ahava twice. Why do you say bi'ahava twice? He said it didn't l'shem alkeinu bi'ahava. Why do you say ahava square twice, two times ahava? So the official explanation that they quote in Shulchan Aruch from the Avudram wrote a whole commentary on the whole Siddur and the Nusach HaTfilah. So the Avudram suggests that Shabbos was given in Mora before they came to Har Sinai. But all the mitzvahs that were given Har Sinai were certainly given bi'ava, but it was also not so much bi'ava, it was kaf aleim har kigigas. The Medrash says, the Gemara has this agarata, that the Bnei Yisrael were concerned, they didn't want to accept the Torah. So Shabbos was bi'ava square. They accepted Shabbos without any kaf aleim har kigigas. That was in Mora, nitztav al Shabbos. But all the other Yamitayfim were given bi'ava, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, but it wasn't that obvious because it was Kof Aleim Har Kigigas. That's what the Avu Drama interprets the Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe a different shot. I don't know, maybe it says in one of the Rishonim. I didn't see. I have to research it. So he suggested maybe on Shabbos you say B'Yahava twice because there's no Soy Lachatos. On the other, Yamim Taim HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, but he waves his finger at us and he says, don't forget, you did Averis and you need a Kapparis. Every Rosh Chodesh and every Yom Tov you have to bring a Soy Lachatos, and the Mishnayis and Shavuos discuss what exactly is the Soy Lachatos Mechaperan, Mechaperan Tumas Mikdush V'Kadoshov. But on Shabbos, there's no Sadaqa. HaKadosh Baruch doesn't even wave a finger to say you need a kapur. He doesn't even remind us that we did Averis. So Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe that's the reason why it says Be'ahava twice. Anyway, so the Pasuk says, Oilo Shabbos B'Shabbato. How do you translate Oilo Shabbos? There was only Oilo. There was no Chatos on Shabbos. Again, unless it's Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov HaChalamai. So how do you translate Oilo Shabbos B'Shabbato? The weekly Korban Musa for Shabbos. Every Shabbos you'd bring it. How to translate Oilos Chodesh B'Chodshoi? So the Poshim Pshat, the monthly Korban Musaf that you bring on every Rosh Chodesh, Oilos Chodesh B'Chodshoi. That's the Poshim Pshat. So the Targum Onkelos doesn't translate like that. Targum Onkelos says Oilos Chodesh B'Chodshoi and Parshas Pinchas. He says Oilos Chodesh B'Ischadotusei. You bring the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh when the Chiddush Alavana will occur. B'chad Shoy doesn't mean the monthly, like Oilu Shabbos B'Shabbatah means the weekly korban. Oilu Shabbos B'chad Shoy means the monthly korban Musaf that you bring on Rosh Chodesh. The Targum doesn't say like that. It says Oilu Shabbos, which you bring B'chidusha Shel Levon. Rav Soloveitchik showed that the Rambam is merames to that Targum Onkelos, but that's saying explicitly. The Rambam writes that the Jewish calendar is a hybrid. In a certain sense, it's an androgynous. The years are solar years, and the months are lunar months. The years are solar years because you want Pesach always to be in the springtime. You want Sukkot always to be Chag HaOsif before it's going to rain, when you gather the ingathering season, when you bring all the Peres back into the house. So the years have to be Shnos HaChama. But if you only have 12 months every year, and the months are lunar months, so then every Jewish year is going to be 11 days shorter than the solar year. The solar year is 365 days, the lunar year is 354 days. It's always 11 days shorter. So every 2-3 years you have to make Hashanah Moberes to add another month to rectify it, to make sure that the years are Shnos HaChama. But then the Rambam says the months have to be Chodshi Halavana. So we know when you say when the Moilet occurs, then you make Rosh Chodesh after. It's not like the Goyish calendar. Every month either has 30 days or 31 days. The Moilet is 29 and a half days. It's not going to be 30 or 31. It's either going to be 29 or 30 days. So how do you know that the months are Chodshi Halavana? So how do you know that the years are Shnos HaChama? Because you want Pesach to be Chodesh HaAviv, and you want Sukkot to be Chag HaOsif, and so on. How do you know that the months have to be Chodshi Halavana? So the Rambam says, as it says, Olos Chodesh B'Chodshoi. So the way we usually translate, not thinking about the Targum, Olos Chodesh B'Chodshoi, the monthly Korban Musafim. So how does it show that it has to be Chodshi Halavana? But the Rambam is obviously Meramis to the Targum Onkelos. Targum Onkelos says, Olos Chodesh B'Chidusha Shel Levana. And the Levana will be renewed. So that's a Beferish of Pasuk from that word, B'Chodshoi, that the months have to be lunar months. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, I think the Netziv probably has the whole thing, and the Herchev Dover, the Netziv used to give shiurim in the yeshiva, in Balozhin, after Shacharis. Every day he would say a little bit on the parsha, and he said very original ideas. Remember when I was a student in high school here in yeshiva, so a lot of my rabbeim were European, so one of them had learned in Mir Yeshiva and learned Paravelvala in Europe. So he told us that the Chofetz Chaim was upset about the Netziv's commentary on Chumash, that he darshan psukim like a Tana. He makes up his own dinim based on the way he interprets psukim. He never contradicts Gemaras, but he adds on new dinim that don't never appear in the Gemara based on his interpretations of the psukim. So the Netziv, has this in his commentary. When you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, they didn't bring the Musafim on both days. They only brought them one of the 2 days. So that's why they're only either 12 or 13 Siri Rosh Chodashim. You don't say every other month they're going to be two days of Rosh Chodesh. They're going to be an extra, sorry, it should be 18, 19 Siri Rosh Chodashim. So that's a shaila. If you really assume that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh are deraisa, but you don't bring the musafim on both, or at least you don't bring the soil achatas on both. Either you don't bring the musafim at all on both, or you don't bring the soil achatas on both. So which one do you bring the soil achatas, the first day of Rosh Chodesh or the second day of Rosh Chodesh, if they're both deraisa? So the Targum Onkel says, b'chidusha shalavana. Chidusha shalavana is on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Most of the Rishonim say the first day of Rosh Chodesh is either only a minig or only the Rabbanan. And many later Sfarim write that Rambam never meant that it's a 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is the rice. He just didn't explain it well. So for the Rambam, it sounds as if 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is a real bona fide day that didn't the rice. But according to this pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam is alluding to the Targum Onkelos, Olas Chodesh b'chadsho means b'chidush shel levana. So that should be the chidush shel levana, should be the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Big chiddush. When we recite Birchas Hamazon, so the Mechaber and the Ramo have two nuschos regarding the bracha that you say at the end of Rachem. We say Bonei V'Racham of Yerushalayim Amen. The Ramo says the nusach Ashkenaz Bonei V'Racham of Yerushalayim Amen, and the Mechaber writes that the nusach Sfar is Bonei Yerushalayim Amen. The Groa felt that more correct is like the Groa Davin Nusach Ashkenaz, but he felt that more correct is like the Mechaber should say Bonei Yerushalayim Amen. Remember when I was a student in the yeshiva, the Mashgiach was Rabbi Lessen Zechon Lebracha. He had learned in Slabodka. He was from the Hashuvim in Slabodka. They have in the biography of Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky that when he went to go learn in Slabodka, Slabodka was across the river from Vilna, I think. He had to walk across the river. So the yeshiva sent a delegation to receive him. So they walked over the river to take him over to Slabodka. So the delegation consisted of, I think, three of the older Talmidim. And one of them was the Mashgiach. One of them was Rabbi Lessen. He was, and then when the Mashgiach, I think, from Slabodka Taka came to America, the Rabbi Lessen came with him. He was a prominent person before he came to Yeshiva. So I remember Rabbi Lessen was a kohen. He would always bench mezumin by shalashudas every Shabbos, and he would always say the benching out loud, and he would always say like the nusach hagroah b'nei Yerushalayim amen. Not everything from the groa was picked up by all the people. The groa lived in Lithuania, in Vilna, so not everything from the groa was followed. Not even all of his nusach hatfila. Some of the things that he insisted on were followed. This is one of the things that I think most of them did pick up. That you say Bani Yerushalayim Amen instead of Bani Berachim of Yerushalayim Amen. What's the difference? Why should it not be Berachimim? So that's what the Vilna Gaon commented on the opening pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. Rashi quotes a comment from the Midrash: Eilep Kudei Hamishkan Mishkan Ha'edus. Why does it say twice Eilep Kudei Hamishkan Mishkan Ha'edus? So Rashi quotes Hamishkan, Mishkan, Shnei Pamim. Why does it say two times, one after the other? Remez lemigdosh, shenis mashken, the milosh and mashken. If loiva borrows money from the malbus, so sometimes the malba won't assist, he wants a mashken, he's lending him a fortune of money, I don't know he's ever going to pay me back. So the fellow has a gold watch, that's an expensive watch, so I'll take a watch as a mashken, whatever. He'll give me something as a mashken. So the Beis Hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated the Beis Hamikdash as if it were a mashken for Avon HaSeim Shal Yisrael. We did Averis. Instead of punishing us, the Rebbeinu Shlom took a mashken. He took away the Beis Hamikdash. And we'll do tshuva, then he'll give us back the Beis Hamikdash. So the Vilna Gaon said, Zion b'mishpati pade v'shaveho b'tzdako, the Pasuk says. So when a person does tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him, that's an act of tzedakah on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have to forgive if he doesn't want to. He made a bris with the Jewish people. And then the Kareis Bris, Nekra Kalam Chas, and the was the Kareis Bris on the Yud Gimel Midah, Shein Chazos Reikam. That when the Jewish people do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, if they recite Yud Gimel Midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, that he'll forgive us. But this is an act of tzedakah on his part, not mechuyev to forgive us. He did averus, and we should be punished. So that's why it says, Tzion b'mishpat tipad, the Beis HaMikdosh Yerushalayim will be rebuilt b'mishpat al pidin, b'shaveh b'tzedakah. When the people do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu al pidin, not mechuyev to be meichel. And out of his kindness, it's an act of tzedakah on his part that he's meichel. So let's say the Vilna Gaon gave a marshal, let's say Reuven owes Shimon $100,000, and then Shimon is meichel. He doesn't have to be meichel if he doesn't want to, but out of the kindness of his heart, Shimon is meichel the money. But Shimon was holding onto a mashkin from Reuven. So Reuven says, now that you were meichel, say, give me back my mashkin. So Shimon is going to say, no, I don't want to give you back the mashkin. So he can bring him to a din Torah. He'll force him to give back the mashkin. You only have a right to hold on to the mashkin if I owe you money. If I don't owe you the money, you were meichel. You didn't have to be meichel if you didn't want to. Once you're meichel, so I'll pidin you mechuyev to give me back the mashkin. It's gzeila if you hold on to it. So that's how the Vilna Gaon interpreted that the Beis HaMikdosh, we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh because it's a mashkin because of our averus. That's where Rashi quotes from the Medrash Rabbah. So the pasuk says, "Tziyam mishpati pade b'shaveh b'tzedakah." Those who will do tshuva b'shaveh b'tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive their averus as an act of kindness on his part, as an act of tzedakah. But once he's meichel the averus, then he's mechuyev al pidin to give us back the mashkan. He has no right to hold on to the mashkan. So that's why the Vilna Gaon thought that the more correct nusach should be B'nei Yerushalayim Amen, not B'nei Berachimov. It's not going to be Berachimim. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive the Averis, then he's mechuyev to rebuild Yerushalayim, because he took away Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash as a mashkan. That's famous when the Vilna Gaon. He commented on the other pasuk also, Titan Emes Liakov Chesed LiAbraham, Shenishvata Lavasenim Imekedim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an act of chesed with Avraham Avinu. He promised him a lot of things. But once he promised, he obligated himself. Then Titan Emes Liakov is mechuyev to give it to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov got the schus mamanes birushin from Yitzchok, who got it from Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. So the initial act of Titan Chesed LiAvraham, the initial act of promising Avraham Avinu, Achrechen Yetzer Bruchu's Godel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give wonderful things for the Jewish people. That was an act of Chesed, Chesed LiAvraham. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it, then he's b'chuyev to keep his promise. That's why it says Titan Emes Liakov. So that's famous from the Vilna Gaon. The last pasuk in the first Aliyah, the very last pasuk here in the chapters in the Chumash as we have them were put in by the Christians. So the last pasuk in the first Aliyah is the first pasuk in chapter Lamentes, and then it stops after one pasuk. Then yeah, so obviously it's a Christian cheshbon. According to the tradition, according to the Jewish tradition, there shouldn't be a new chapter over there. If you want to have a new chapter, it should be the next pasuk, not the Perek Lamentes pasuk. So the pasuk reads, So Rabbi the Soloveitchik points out, he wonders, why does it use the verb asu twice? Why wouldn't it be sufficient to have one asir? Asu big desrod u big dehakodesh. Why have two verbs? Asu on the big de hasrod, vayasu on the big de hakodesh. Avdavala explains that the term tsivo is a technical term. The Rambam writes, we mentioned on many different occasions, the Rambam wrote a sefer on mitzvahs. He lists off one of his opinion of the Taryag mitzvahs. So the Rambam gives you a whole shita. He gives you an outline. The first half of the sefer on mitzvahs, he has what the one who translated it from the Arabic to the Hebrew, he calls it the 14 shoroshim, the 14 guiding principles that determine when any mitzvah belongs in the minyan on mitzvahs or not, and when you count it as one mitzvah, when you count it as multiple mitzvahs. Let's say to observe Shabbos You count as one mitzvah. You don't count each one of the olam tes malachas as another mitzvah. You don't count every Shabbos. Shabbos bereishis noach lech luchavaya. You don't count them as 52 mitzvahs. One mitzvah to observe Shabbos, not to do malacha, period. And Pesach, he counted as one mitzvah to bring all the mesafim on Pesach. And then on Sukkot, he counted it as two mitzvahs to bring karbonos mesafim on Sukkot and to bring the karbonos on mesafim on Shmini Atzeres, too, because Shmini Atzeres is regular bifnei atzmai. So the Rambam has a whole shita. So the Rambam has the 14 sharoshim, the 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah, any given sibui should be included in the minyan on mitzvah sana. So the Rambam has the first klal is you don't include mitzvahs derabbanan. The Bahag included mitzvahs derabbanan, and the Rambam thinks you should not include mitzvahs derabbanan. And then the Rambam's the next klal is that you only include mitzvahs that are noig l'doros. So something's only harosha, so you don't count it. So take, for example, the Jewish people were instructed to knock on the next door neighbor's doors before Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Egyptians' homes, and to ask for matonis in order to fulfill the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, Achrechen Yetzer Baruchus Godol. So that was a Hirasha once in the history of the world. So that's not included in the minyan mitzvah. There's a lot of other Hirasha. Not to leave over the mon till the next morning. There was only Hirasha for 40 years. It doesn't have to be Hirasha for once in the history of the world. For 40 years is also Hirasha. There's a famous comment that they attribute to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Tzlach is a sefer written by the Nodi Bihuda, Brochus, and Amsochim. So the Tzlach raises a question on the Rambam, why the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. He counts the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim, that on Pesach night you have to tell a Haggadah. Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim means to tell Barichas, but the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, the third parsha of Ayomer in Kriyashma, you have to say every day, Bayom Balailo, that he doesn't include. So how come? How come the Rambam didn't count? So the simple answer is that it never really says Beferish and the Chumash. It says in Parshas Re'eh, we should eat Korban Pesach and have Matzah Marla Mantiska Sem Tzeskwen Yisayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. The purpose of eating Korban Pesach is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So the Gemara interprets the Mantiska, that's Pasha Pshat, the Mantiska, you should remember. Eat the Korban Pesach every year, the Mantiska Sem Tzeskwen Yisayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. The Torah Shabbal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. Leman Tizikor means Leman Taskir. You should mention. Zayin Chofresh, the verb Zayin Chofresh, sometimes means to remember, Lizkor, sometimes Lahaskir, to mention. Like Zohar Shama Shabbos Lakach, it doesn't mean remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. It means recite Kiddush. Zohar Shama Shabbos Lakach, recite Kiddush on Shabbos. Zohar Miloshan Lahaskir. Well, how do you know that there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah? The other mitzvahs say explicitly in the Megillah that that says beferish. Where does it say that you have to read the Megillah? Never says. So the Gemara says in the first half of Masechus Megillah, Nizkarim means that the days are spoken of, not that the days are remembered. Maybe Pashat is the days are remembered. But it also means Hayam Veda Nizkorim are spoken of. Who's speaking of them? So maybe it means you say Bi'ala Nisim. So the Gemara says, no, Hayam Veda Nizkorim means that they're spoken of. That's a reference to the Mikra Megillah. V'Nasim refers to the other mitzvah, Shalach Manas, Matanas, Lavyayim, and Sudaspur. So here too, the Pasuk says, L'man Tizkor, Sem Tzeskum, Eretz Mitzrayim, Koyim Echayecho. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation. The Mantiska means you should mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras means Bekitzer, and Sipi Yitzias means Barichas, Kalamar, Badasap, Arez, and Meshubach. And then the Torah Shemal Peh Adzan, Koyim Echayecha, Mechayecha, Ayamim, Koyim Echayecha, Halelos. The call is Marba Halelos. So the simple answer would be that the Rambam has one of his 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given obligation belongs in the minyan on mitzvahs or not. So one of the klolim is you only include what's lefi pshutu shal mikra, Torah shebichzav. You don't include the drushes of the Torah shebal peh. So the Ramban is very upset. What's wrong? Torah shebal peh is not deraisa. It's also deraisa. He understood the Rambam to mean that Torah shebal peh is only the Rabban. No. The Rambam goes lishitosa. The Rambam writes in the Hakadama to the Pirush HaMishnayis that the Yud Gim Aminish HaTorah Nidreshes Behem with Nitan for the Talmid HaChachamim in every generation, those who understand how to use the Yud Gim Aminish to be Mechadish Nudinim. So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was 613 mitzvahs. The days of Yeshua ben Nun, the days of the Vilna Gaon, days of the Tanoim and Amoraim, every generation, they came up with new drushes of the Torah Shabbat that they never had before. The Rambam is in disagreement, but the Goyim think that every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai. Called Moshe Talmud Rosh, Gosef Echadish Nehmala Moshe Mesinai. So what are the Yud Gimel Midas all about? The Yud Gimel Midas are not in order to come up to invent a new din deraisa based on a new level of interpretation. No, the Goyim said the Yud Gimel Midas are just to be able to check whether your tradition, your oral tradition, was accurate or not. But you have no right to be mechadish a new din. If you don't have a tradition on it, you can never be mechadish a new din. The Rambam says that's ridiculous. Yud Gimel Midas are turn in Rashi and nitnu lidorish to come up with a new din. But there were only six. But in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were 613 mitzvahs. So when a new Tana comes up and the new dins, you have to throw out one of the old dinim. You can only have 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, no, there's 613 of the pshuto shel mikra. Then the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh, you have 1,000, a million more mitzvahs. But the Taryag mitzvahs are the pshuto shel mikra. So that's the correct answer. Maybe that's the reason why the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. Because it's not lefi pshuto shel mikra. Pshuto shel mikra in Parshas Re'eh is you should eat the Korban Pesach leman tizkor. Eating Korban Pesach on Pesach night is that we should remind ourselves every year by eating the Korban Pesach, we should remember the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It could be that that's a good answer. It could be that there's more than one good answer. So they say the name Rab Chaim, another answer, that there was a machla edim. In the Haggadah, we have, it's from the Gemara in Brochas, the end of the first paragraph, there's a machlokes hatanaim, whether there's a mitzvah to mention Vayomer at night in Mairuv. Because the Matiskan say, Kol Yemei Chayecho. Maybe it's only in the daytime, not at nighttime. So that's a machlokes. What is the word kol? Kol is always a ribui. What is kol marbe? So one Tana is of the opinion, kol is marbe lehovi lemois ha-moshiach. The mitzvah is only noig by yom and not noig by laila, only on Shachris. In my review, you don't have to say by Yoimer. No mitzvah is chiritz time by Laila. And the word kol is marbe lehovi lemos ha-mashiach. And lemos ha-mashiach, but still have the mitzvah. The pasuk says in Navi, v'lo yomerod, chay Hashem shehel es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. We won't talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore. So how can you say lo sid lover? We're still going to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean v'lo yomerod, we won't talk at all about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It'll be insignificant. We'll be talking more about the Gula HaSidah. Gula HaSidah will be so much greater than the Gula Mitzrayim. We'll only talk about that. We won't talk too much about. But the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will continue L'mos HaMashiach. So we don't paskan like that. We paskan that L'mos HaMashiach, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will not apply. And the word kol is Yimecha Yecha Hayamim Kol Yimecha Yecha Halelos. It tells you it's a ribui. And it's Marmanakli Mos HaMashiach. Mos HaMashiach, the mitzvah will not apply. But the mitzvah applies Bisman HaZeh, up until the Gula HaSidah. After the Gula HaSidah, we won't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore. We won't talk about it anymore. But Bisman HaZeh, that we still talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's called, is Marbe, that Halelos. Yimechayecha Hayamim, Kol Yimechayecha Halelos. So that's how we paskin. We do say by Yomer, by Ma'irav. And we assume Lo Sid Lover L'mos HaMashiach. We will not speak about Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night will still exist. That mitzvah will still be noig. But Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day to say by Yom HaBalayla, that will not exist L'mos HaMashiach. So that's what Rav Chaim said. That's a Hirah Shor. It's not once in the history of the world. It's not only for 40 years that not to leave over the month till tomorrow morning. That's only for 40 years. This is our Hirah Shor for a few thousand years. Since Yetzias Mitzrayim until the Guru HaSidah. We hope any day. We hope we should be Zeichet to see the Guru HaSidah. Rav Chaim is quoted as having said, this is also called the Hirah Shor. Because we assume all of the mitzvahs will be binding L'mos HaMashiach also. So any mitzvah that will not be knowing L'mos HaMashiach is not called a mitzvah. It's called the Hirah Shor. So that's perhaps why it doesn't belong in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Then he quoted another answer from Rav Chaim, but this is the more famous answer. I remember the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael, so I visited Rav Beryl Soloveitchik and Rav David Soloveitchik, because I brought money from America for them. I brought a few thousand dollars for each one. So I had to go visit them. So they were talking and learning a little bit. So Rav David Soloveitchik somehow brought up this issue, and they said, oh, but the first answer that everybody says, and they were Rav Chaim, that it's only Hayrua Shor, that's why the Rambam didn't count it in the Minyan HaMitzvos. So I mentioned to him that Rav Soloveitchik said another answer, the name of Rav Chaim. So he asked me, what is that? So I told him. So he said, he never heard of that. Rav Soloveitchik had a lot of things from Rav Chaim that his cousins in Arizona never heard of. He spent the last 2 years of Rav Chaim's life, they were together every day. They were talking, learning every day. So again, here in this pasuk, Rav David Soloveitchik points out that mitzvah is a technical term that only applies if it's a mitzvah. Anoheges l'doros. If it's only Harosha, you don't call it a mitzvah. Rashi in his commentary on Chumash quotes, beginning of Parsha Sabe, Loshen Sabe, Loshen Ziris, Miyad, Uledoros. You only use the technical term tzivo, or mitzvah, if it's not l'doros. So here, in the Christian Bible, it's chapter Lamites, verse 1. And by us, in our Bible, in our Chumash, it's the last pasuk and the first aliyah. Last pasuk, it shouldn't be a new chapter there. So in the last pasuk, it speaks about Big De Hasrod and Big De HaKodesh. Big De HaKodesh are the Big De Kuhuna. That's exactly the same. Big De Kuhuna in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the same in Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, Losalov, it's exactly the same. Nothing different. There's no Hayrosh Shor in the Big De Kuhuna. Everything is exactly the same. The Big De Hasrod, that was when they had special begodim to cover the Shulchan and the Mizbachas when they were traveling in the Midbar. That's only Hayrosh Shor for the 40 years when they were traveling. There was no Big De Srod after the times of the Midbar. So the pasuk ends off, let me read again the whole pasuk, the last pasuk in the first Aliyah of Parshas Bikurim. Min ha-tcheles v'ha-gamamas alas ha-shoneh ha-su Big De Srod l'shores pa-kodesh, semicolon. They made Big De Srod as Hayrosh Shor. So Rav Dovala says the reason why the pasuk has the verb written twice, osu vayasu, because it's going to end off kashetziv Hashem es Moshe. You can't say kashetziv Hashem es Moshe on the Big De Hasrod. Big De Hasrod was on the Harasha. It wasn't Lidurus. So that's why the pasuk has it twice. And that's a famous comment that he has. How come Parshas Truma, it doesn't say Loshen Tzivui, and Parshas Tetzaveh, it says ata tetzaveh, and everything is a tzivui. And how come in Vayakal Pikudei, Vayakal says that they did everything, they made everything that the Rabban Shalom told them to make in Parshas Truma, and Pikudei says they made everything, they prepared everything that they were instructed to make in Parshas Tetzaveh. How come in Parshas Pikudei it says 19 times Kasher Tzivashem, 18, 19 times Kasher Tzivashem is Moshe, and Parshas Vayakal it never says Kasher Tziva? They said because in Parshas Vayakel, you have all about the Hayrua Shor. Everything there is Hayrua Shor. The Kroshim and the Krosim in the Urias, everything is Hayrua Shor. The Duris, that's for traveling, Mishkan, that's for traveling. You had all of these Hayrua Shor. And even regarding the Kalim and the Beis HaMikdash, like the Shulchan, and the menorah and the mizbacha, he said, that's taka l'doiras, that's not just l'shor. But each one of them had elements that were only harasha. The big dekuna are purely adin l'doiras. There's no element of harasha there. So that's why in Parshas Tetzaveh, you have all the big dekuna. In Parshas Pikudeh, you have all the big dekuna. So it says 18 times, kasha tziv Hashem is Moshe, in every detail. But on the big de asrod, you can't say kasha tziv Hashem is Moshe. And even on the Kalim and in the Mishkan that were the same, the Doris, but there were always aspects in the Kalim that were not the Doris. That's a famous comment from Rav Dovala Soloveitchik. In the first pasuk in Chamishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu. Second pasuk, okay. The beginning of chapter Mem in the Christian chapters. Adamash on Moshe Lema. That's the first pasuk. Second pasuk says, V'yom ha'chodesh ha'rishon, V'yachal ha'chodesh takimis mishkan oel moed. Moshe Rabbeinu should erect the mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So why was Chodesh Nissan chosen? So one would have thought, because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the Jewish calendar, Chodesh Hazalachem Rosh Chodoshim. Nissan is a Chodesh HaRishayim. On the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, all the Kori Hamuna were demonstrated. We read earlier in Chumash Mos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to make Laman Rebos Mavsav the Eretz Mitzrayim Yidaitim Kani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to make a lot of Nissim in Mitzrayim in order that the people should know Yidaitim Kani Hashem. All the Kori Hamuna were demonstrated. That God exists, and there's only one God, and He has full power, and He knows what's happening. People are Bchiru Chavshis, and Moshe Rabbeinu is a Novi, Moshe Rabbeinu Adon Anavim. All the Ikori Hamunah were demonstrated. That's what we say. You wear tefillin. Why do you wear tefillin? So it says in the Chumash, L'manti Yotaras Hashem Eficho, Kibiyar Chazoka, Tiyach Hashem in Mitzrayim. We should wear tefillin in order to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's mentioned in the Dalet Parshas. It's mentioned there about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what's so important about remembering it's here some time, all the Ikori Hamuna were demonstrated. All the Yud Gimel Ikori Hamuna were demonstrated on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So one might have guessed that maybe the reason why they had already completed making all the Kalim, everything for the Mishkan, so the Baruch Shalom said, okay, I want you to start bringing the Korbanos and Echad B'Nis and Wainis and the Chodesh Agula. So the Medrash Rabbah says, no, why did the Baruch Shalom wait till Chodesh Nisan, the month when Yitzchak was born? So what's so important about the birth of Yitzchak? Yitzchak was brought as an Akedah. He was brought as a carbon. To have a Beis HaMikdash and to bring carbonus, you have to have a concept of Mesiras Nefesh. The Jewish people always had a lot of Mesiras Nefesh. The Jews were convinced. We had a historical tradition from my grandparents. I knew my mother's parents and my father's parents. And they knew their parents and they knew their parents all the way back. And they had a historical tradition that all of these things really happened. Tzias Mitzrayim, Maimon HaSinai, Kriyas Yamsuf, Esamaka, everything really happened. We have a historical tradition that was Shishim Riba, we mentioned many times. Shishim Riba, men between the age of 20 and 60. But there were women and there were people younger than 20, there were people older than 60. And there was Erev Rav, so there were several million people who said over these all of these traditions, historical traditions. So the Jewish people didn't have to be convinced that all this was true. We had a stark, like someone today will tell me that George Washington was never the president of the United States. It's a historical tradition. There's nobody alive today who remembers yet, but it's a historical tradition. So too over here. All the Yikori Hamunah were historical tradition from our parents, heard it from their parents. Avisenu lo shikru lano. Our parents didn't tell us Baba Mises, and when they told us the Baba Mises, they told us it's a joke. They told us it's a joke, but they're not going to mislead us. By the other day, they tell the children that Santa Claus comes down the chimney and he leaves the presents under the Christmas tree. They tell them Baba Mises, and some of them, when they're young, they believe it, and then they get older, they realize the whole thing is a joke. Our parents, when they tell us a Baba Mises, they tell us right away, Tercha Nidibra, it's a Baba Mises. And when they tell us things, and they say, this is what happened, we know it's happened. So our ancestors were prepared to give up their lives, B'chol Nafshechem. They wouldn't have to say Hashem Elkecha b'chol nafshecha. So Yitzchak Avinu was the first one. He was initially going to be offered as an Akedah, and he knew it, and he allowed his father to tie him up. So the idea of bringing a korban is, the Ramban HaChumash says, when they bring a korban, this person is supposed to have in mind, I should be prepared to give my life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not asking me to give my life, but I'm giving the life of an animal, dedicating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to have a Beis HaMikdash where you bring korbanos is based on the concept of Mesiras Nefesh. So that's what the Medrash Rabbah says on this pasuk. The reason why Chodesh Nisan was chosen, that's the month when Yitzchak Avinu was born. Because the Pasuk says that the three angels came to visit Avram Avinu, and then they left to go to Sodom. And it says that Lot, Matzah Sofa Bayachel, Lot made matzahs for them. So the Medrash says that it was Pesach. And then he told, the Malachim told Avram Avinu, okay, Ischayo, the Sarabain, next year, this time of the day, this time in Pesach, Yitzchak Avinu will be born. So he was born in Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara, in a few places, alludes to the fact that Rosh Chodesh, not everybody goes to work on Rosh Chodesh. Who doesn't go to work? So the Rashi quotes from the Pirkei de Rav Lezer. The Gemara never spells it out. The Pirkei de Rav Lezer, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Pirkei de Rav Lezer says that Rosh Chodesh is a yontif for women. So the women don't do work. What do you mean the women don't do work? They don't cook any food. No, it's like Chalamayit, not like Shabbos. Not like a yontif is a heter melocha, echal nefesh, and Chalamayit they're more heter. So it's something like Chalamayit. They shouldn't stitch, and they shouldn't wash the clothing. The Mishnah Berurah has a long discussion in the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. This minig of the women, is this a recommended minig or it is a minig that's binding? Are they recommending women should adopt the minig? So he says no. He thinks that a minig is binding. The women accept the Rosh Chodesh as a yontif. Why is Rosh Chodesh a yontif for the women? So the Dasi Kenim of Bali Ateis HaChumash explained why. Because the Medrash says that when Aaron HaKohen recommended they were going to make the egel, and in Parshas Kisisa, so Aaron said they should get the jewelry from the golden jewelry from their wives and from their children, from their sons and their daughters, and give it to me, because Aaron thought the wives and their children are not going to give. So the Taka didn't want to give. So the husbands, the next pasuk says, the husbands gave whatever gold they had, but the wives didn't want to give. Why did the wives not want to give? Because it was Avodah Zarah, not because it was their jewelry, because it was Avodah Zarah. So the Medrash says, that's the Medrash, Pirkei de Rav Lezer, the women understood what's a valid charity and what's a fake cause. So the women didn't want to participate in the Egel, but they did want to participate in the Mishkan. The women were in the forefront of donating for the Mishkan, but for the Egel, they didn't want to give. And the men, whatever is a tax deduction, you can take it off as a charitable donation. So the Medrash has the expression, Nitvaim la'Egel v'naisnim, when they were requested that they should give to the Egel, they made out a check, and Nitvaim la'Mishkan v'naisnim, when they were asked to give money for the Mishkan, they give for that. As long as they take it off for a tax deduction, they didn't care. The people today, multimillionaires, they'll use their money for stupid things. They'll pay for a dog hospital in Saudi Arabia. You're Jewish. Why a dog hospital in Saudi Arabia? It's a true story. It's not a problem. I know the person. Oh. I know the person. He gave millions of dollars, and he doesn't support Medina Yisrael so much. He holds that you have two countries that should make a divide Eretz, so should have to be nice to the Arabs. Yeah. So the Das Gen Bala Taisis writes on Chumash that the reason why Rosh Chodesh is a yontif for the women, because Rosh Chodesh is when they started building the Mishkan, they had all the pieces, they put it together. So the women celebrate every Rosh Chodesh a yontif, the yontif of discerning what's a valid charity and what's not a valid charity, that the women know where to put their money. Should all learn from the women. At the end of the Sedra, the very last pasuk in the Chumash Mos, the Sfarno has a bit of a comment, and then he continues in different places in Chumash. Sfarno has in his commentary on Chumash, a lot of times he has a comment here and a comment there. You have to add together five places where he talks about the same thing to get the whole picture of what he's driving at. So he says over here, the pasuk says, Lo yachol Moshe lavo l'ol moed, ki shulchan alav ha'onan, l'chvoid Hashem al-be'ez ha'mishkom. When you have a chas ha'onan, it's all moed. When there's an onan in the all moed, what it means is a chvoid Hashem al-be'ez ha'mishkom. The onan represents the idea that there's a hashuas ha'shchina. And therefore, Lo yachol Moshe lavo l'ol moed, he couldn't go in. So the pasuk seems to say, Anan Hashem al ha'mishkom, the onan was on the mishkom the whole 40 years. So the Pasuk in the beginning of Bahaloscha says, sounds like that Aaron should be Madlik the Menorah in Ol Moed every day. What do you need a Kohen Gadol for? You only need a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The simple reading on the Pasuk is that you needed Aaron had to be Madlik the Menorah every day. So the Svarna says, why do you need a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Because it says, in addition to the mitzvah of Haktoris Haktoris, that's every day of the year, Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, every day you have to be Maktik Toris on the Mizbah Haktoris. And when the Kohen puts the Toris on the fire, he can walk out right away. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to, in addition to the daily Haktoris Haktoris, has to be Maktik Toris, Lifnai V'Lifnim, there's no Mizbah Haktoris there. The Mizbah HaKtoris is in the Hechal, not in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So he brings in Machta, Meloah Machta Gachle Yesh, and he carries Meloah Chofna HaKtoris Amim Daka, and he puts the Machta on the floor, and he puts the Ktoris on top of the Gecholim, and he waits at Sheismale Habayz Kulay Oshon, when the Kodesh HaKadosh is all full of smoke, and then he's allowed to leave. He has to wait till Nismalei Abayis Kulei Oshon. On the daily Ktoris, there's no such din. The din is that the din always is the Kohen has to be in the Mokam HaAvoida till he completes the Avoida. Let's say, you do Kabbalah Saddam. So you have to be in. The Kohen can't stand outside of the Azara and have a long stick and do the Hakrovas HaKabbalahs. He has to stand in the same place. And if you need an avodah to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen has to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If the avodah has to be done in the Heichal, the Kohen has to be in the Heichal the whole time. So let's say when you zorek the dam. So let's say the Kohen is zorek the dam from a distance. Let's say here's the Mizbech, he zorek the dam. Then he's going to run out of the Azara. It's impossible, but let's imagine. If he runs quickly, can he run out of the Azara before it even lands on the Mizbech? It's going to land in a half a second. It's not going to take so long. So from the Gemara would appear that not. The Gemara says, if the Kohen is Zorik the Dam, and before the Dam lands on the Mizbeach, his finger gets cut off. It becomes a Balmum before it lands. At the time that he did this Rika, he was not a Balmum. But by the time it lands, he's already a Balmum. So there's a Gemara. The Gemara says this Rika is no good. You have to do it over again. Someone else has to repeat it. The Kohen has to be Behechshero. He cannot become a Balmum before the Avodah is completed. Even though he did all there is to do, and the rest is going to happen automatically with the pull of gravity, but still, if he becomes a balmum before the dam lands on the Mizbeach, so he wasn't behechshero. And the same thing has to be in the Azara until the Avodah is completed. If, theoretically, if it were possible for him to run out of the Azara before the dam lands on the Mizbeach, it would also be possible. He would have to do it over again. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik explains that in his Sefer on the Rambam. That's why he explains that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to wait in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Ad Sheismaleh Habayis Kulei Oshon. Why? Because unlike the daily Haktoris Haktoris, the mitzvah is to burn the Ktoris on the Mizbah Haktoris. On Yom Kippur, when you do the Meloch Ofno Ktoris Hamim Daka, you burn it on the Machta, on the floor, Gabi Agacholim, then it says, Kibi Anon Eira'e Al HaKaporis. The Gemara of the Avodah on Yom Kippur, but the Haktoris Haktoris and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is when it'll be Nismale Abayis Kulei Oshon. So that's why the Rambam quotes from the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol has to wait till Nismale Abayis Kulei Oshon, then he can walk out. He can't walk out till the Avodah is completed. And the same thing Rav Soloveitchik printed in the Ratur about this. Same thing is the Kohen Gadol gives over the soil Azazar to Nish Iti, and it takes quite a while till the Ish Iti reaches the midbar, it's going to take much longer till he's going to reach the cliff, till he's going to do the Chiyal Atzuk. So the Pasuk said, the Kohen Gadol has to be Mishilach Be'ar Ish Iti HaMidbar. Kohen Gadol has to be Mishaleach, the soil Azazel, he gives it over to the Ish Iti in the Azara, because all the Avodas have to be done in the Azara. So the Shiluach HaSoil Azazel is one of the Avodas that the Kohen Gadol has to do. So he gives it, it's considered as if the Kohen Gadol is doing that Avodah, but his Avodah, B'shilach B'ad Yishiti HaMidbar, when he reaches the Tchilas HaMidbar, that Avodah is finished. Now the Yishiti has to push it over the cliff, that's 11 mil. That's when the Beis HaMikdash, that'll be 11 mil. Till you get to the Midbar, that's 3 mil. Each mil is a distance, mil is alpayim amah, and a mil is also an amount of time. How many minutes would it take for a normal person to walk a mil if he's walking alicha beninus? So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, always says 18 minutes. It's quoting Achrayin, and the Pashtus says it shouldn't be some other calculation how they came up with 18. Gematria Chai, that's not why. It really should be 22 and a half minutes. If you learn the Gemara Pesachim, a mil, it's 22 and a half minutes. So the Kohen Gadol, it says in the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol, when he gives the Sar Lazazel to the Ishiti, he has to wait. No one's allowed to sit in the Azor. Ein yeshiva b'Azor ala malchit bez David b'Avad. Only if you're the Melech and the Malch. Even the Kohen Gadol not allowed to sit in the Azor. So the Kohen Gadol gives the Ishiti, he gives him over the Sar Lazazel, and he has to stand in the Azor and twiddle his thumbs, talk and learning. He can't go to the next Avodah, because he didn't finish the Avodah b'shiloach ha-sar la-midbar. So the Mishnah says he has to wait, you have to have a clock, and you have to wait the amount of time that it would take to walk 3 mil, 22 and a half minutes, times 3. And then you know that it was higia ha-sar la-midbar, and then the Kohen Gadol can walk out. So that's the same over here. Same over here, that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Avodah of HaKtoros HaKoymetz, the Meloch Komtzu, Meloch Hofnum, Ktoros HaMimdaka, that Avodah is not completed until Ki B'Onan Eru Al HaKaparis, when there's the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim full of smoke, then the Avodah is finished. Every day you don't have to, he doesn't have to wait till next month. That's not part of the Avodah. It's going to happen later, but that's not part of the Avodah. But here on Yom Kippur, that's part of the Avodah. So the Sfarno has a line here and a line there. You put everything together. He says in the Midbar, Anan Hashem ala Mishkan Yomam Ve'ishti Alayla Baleinu Kol Beisisol B'chol Maaseim. This was the whole time, the whole 40 years. So therefore, just like on Yom Kippur, you need a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah, because Kibi Onan Eru Al HaKaparis, because there's going to be an Onan, and that Onan represents Shechina. Why that's a chiddush? One would have thought this Anan didn't come from any fire. It's not smoke from a fire. It's a heavenly Anan. But the Anan on Yom Kippur is a different Anan. It's an Anan from burning the Torah. But the Svarna puts it together. He thinks that just like on Yom Kippur, he needed Kohen Gadol because there's an Anan, and that's part of the Avodah. And whenever the Avodah is done with a deeper degree of Hashuas Hashchina, then you need a Kohen Gadol. So the whole Abayim Shana on the Midbar, there was an Onan on the Mishkan, so you need a Ba'alois Chas HaNeris, was told to Aaron, all 40 years, even though you only need a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That's an Avodah that are done in the Azara. But any Avodah that's done in the Heichal, since there was an Onan there all the 40 years, so that has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So then the Sfarno adds on, and the Bais Rishon, they didn't have such an Onan. There wasn't an Onan the whole time, 410 years, there wasn't an Onan. The first day was a little bit Onan, but not for the 410 years. Bais Sheni, there wasn't such an Onan. But Lasi Lava, it's going to be even a more intense Onan than during the Mishkan. So if you put two and two together, then it means that you need a Lasi Lava, you're going to need a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah every day. Any Avodah that'll be done in the Mishkan, in the Heichal, has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So in the Haftorah, we're going to read in another couple of weeks, the Haftorah of Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh, it says that Lo'osi Lavoi, the Nasi will be, it says in the Haftorah that We don't know what year the Bayis Shlishi will be rebuilt, but it says the Karbonos will start to be brought from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Doesn't say which year, it says Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's what it means, but probably B'nissan Nigolo B'nissan Asirim Le'igol. The Gula means that Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's what we mentioned. The Chazon Ish lived in Eretz Yisrael before Hakamas HaMedina. He lived before the Second World War. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. He moved from Vilna. So when they established the Medina in 1948, so they quote from the Chazon Ish, they said, this is the end of the Gula. This is the end of the Golas, but it's not yet the Gula. The end of the Golas, because the Jews can go to Eretz Yisrael. The borders are open. The Jewish government allows all the Jews to come to Eretz Yisrael. So there's no longer any Golas, but it's not yet the Gula, because Gula means when you have a Beis HaMikdash. So Benis and Nigalu means the Mishkan was built, and today said that the Mishkan was built. It was put together by Moshe Rabbeinu and Echad Benisim. Benisim Asirim Lehigoyal, that's the Haftorah, Parshas HaChodesh. It says, Koyim HaShem Berishan V'Yachal HaChodesh, you should bring the Karbonos. It doesn't say which year, but it says that new Karbonos will be brought and the new Beis HaMikdash started from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So then it says, keeps on mentioning about the Nasi. So the Radak points out, two pshatim, who is the Nasi? Is he the Melech? Usually the Nasi is the Melech. Or the Rosh, sometimes the word Nasi means the Rosh HaSanhedrin, and sometimes it doesn't mean the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Gemara says, there's a din of Sawyer Nasi. Hashem Nasi Yechto. If a regular Jew does an Aver B'Shoigi, and the nature of the Aver is, if he would have done it amazing, it would have been Chayv Kares. So if he does it B'Shoigi, he gets Chayv to bring a Chatos. And what if he's the Melech, and he's Mechal HaShabbos B'Shoigi, read Chayla V'Dam B'Shoigi, so he doesn't bring Kizbo V'Sira, Asher Nasi Yechto, Nasi means the Melech, so he has to bring Sawyer Nasi. It's a Zohar, not usually Kizbo V'Sira. Chatz is usually in a Keva, but if the Nasi is the Melech. So the Gemara says that din of the Nasi brings the Sawyer Nasi, so the Gemara says in Harius, it only applies to the Melech, does not apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Why? Because the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav, I think, when it gives the din of Sawyer Nasi, it says if he'll sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means he's the top man, the only one above him is the Rebbein Shalom. But if he's the Rosh HaSanhedrin, then the Melech is above him, and then only the Rebbein Shalom is above him. So the Rosh HaSanhedrin is not called, doesn't have the din of Nasi in a Geir to Sawyer Nasi, the Chatos, because Yesh L'mayla Amenu, in the hierarchy of positions of leadership, the Melech is above him. And the Pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yechto L'Hashem, it's only if he's only responsible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about the other Pasuk that says, Nasi B'Yamcha Lo Sa'ar, you're not allowed to curse the Nasi? There's a law, Lo Sikal Cheresh, you're not allowed to curse any Jewish person. So you get Malkus. What if the person has Smicha, the one whom you're cursing? So you get two times Malkus, the Rambam quotes from the Midrashim. Because it's a Pasuk, Elohim Lo Sikalel, and Nasi B'Yamcha Lo Sa'ar. So the word Elohim Loshen Kodesh means a law to Megadif as Hashem. And Elohim Lo Sikalel is Loshen Chol, that you're not allowed to curse a Dayan. Nikar Bal Baisel Hu Elohim. Hashashian Elohim, Mishal Mishlam Le'Rev. Elohim Loshen Chol means a Dayan who has Smicha. So if a person curses a Jew who happens to have Smicha, so he gets double Malkus because he violated two Lav. He violated the Lav Nosim. He violated the Lav Elohim Loisik Kalel, referring to a Dayan Samach. He violated the Lav Loisik Al Cherish. That applies to everybody. And what if the person whom he cursed not only has smicha, but he also happens to be the Nasi? So then he gets three times Malkus. Nasi B'Yamcha Lo Sa'or. So who is the Nasi? So the Rambam writes, the Nasi is either the Melech or the Rosh HaSanhedrin. When you get to the din of Sawyer Nasi, there the Gemara in Harihya says it doesn't include Melech, because he's not the top man in the hierarchy of positions of leadership. The Melech is officially above the Rosh HaSanhedrin. But over here, by Elohim Elohim Kalel, it doesn't say that he has to be the top man. So the Rambam says a Dover Poshut, that the Lav Elohim Elohim Kalel goes both on Lav Nasi B'Yamcha Lo Sa'ar. Nasi B'Yamcha Lo Sa'ar refers both to the Melech and to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Rabban HaChumash is not sure about it. He raises the question. maybe since the Gemara says that the Rosh HaSanhedrin is not included in Sorin Asa because he's not the highest position, so then that rationale shouldn't apply to Nasi B'Amcha L'Sar. So he raises the question, it should be like that. He's not sure. And the Rambam writes, yeah, that is the din. But in that passage, Nasi B'Amcha L'Sar, both are included, the Melech and the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So here the Radak points out on the Haftorah of, this is in Yecheskel, the Haftorah on Parshas HaChodesh, another couple of weeks, it talks about the Nasi bringing Korban. Who exactly is the Nasi? Radak writes that there are two ways to learn. Either the Nasi refers to the Melech, or the Nasi in this Haftorah refers to the Kohen Gadol. It doesn't refer to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. He either refers to the Melech or to the Kohen Gadol. Why should he refer to the Kohen Gadol? So that's what the Sfarna, I think, puts all of this together. He said, just like you need the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, because Kibyona Neroa Lakapiris, and the honor represents Ashur Sashchina. And Abayim Shana, that the Jews were in the Midbar, there was always a Hashua Sashchina on the Mishkan the whole time. So that's why they needed a Kohen Gadol to do the Hadlokas HaMenorah every day. Ma'aloischas HaNeiros, only Aaron did it. Why? You don't need it, it's not Yom Kippur, no. Because the whole Abayim Shana, Anan Hashem Al HaMishkan Yomah, for 40 days. B'chol Maseim, the Onan was there the whole time, so he needed a Kohen Gadol. So Lo Asid Lavoi, the last line in the Sfarna on Chumash Moshe says, Lo Asid Lavoi, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt soon during our lifetime, he says. He gives a tefillah. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, there will be a Hashvas Hashchina. So it should follow, if you put together the other things that he said, it should follow that you're going to need a Kohen Gadol to be Madlik the Menorah, Lo Asid Lavoi. And so according to the one pshat in the Radak, that's what it says in the Haftarah. That's what it says about the Nasi being makriv the Karbonis. According to the Pshat, the Nasi refers to the Melech, means he's going to pay for the Karbonis, but the Kohanim will be makriv them. According to the other Pshat, that the word Nasi is referring to the Kohen Gadol, unusual. Usually the Nasi doesn't refer to the Kohen Gadol. But if it refers to the Kohen Gadol, then the Sfarna has this whole interpretation. Rashi at the end of the Parsha quotes from the Tanoim. The Onan represents the fact that there's a degree of Hashua Sashchina, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to enter. So Rashi quotes the Kasha that the Gemara works on, the Gemara in the first paragraph in Yuma, and Midrashim work on it. The other pasuk says, Moshe Nigash Elhu Arafel Asher Shamu Elakim. And the pasuk says that on Har Sinai there was Choshech, Onan, Varofel. So Choshech was one madrega, Onan is a deeper degree, and Arofel is a deeper degree. So it's Moshe Nigash Elhu Arofel, Hashusham Ha'alakim. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to enter into the Arofel. So how come over here it says, Lo'echol Moshe Lo'avol, Mekishachan Alavhe, Onan? There was only Onan. There's Choshech, Onan. Onan is the second degree of Choshech. But Arofel is the third degree. Rashi points out on Parshas Yisro. Arofel is the deepest degree of Choshech. How can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to enter the Arofel? He's not able to enter the Onan over here. So the different suggestions are given by the Tanoim. So one of the Tanoim, Rashi doesn't quote this one here, Rashi quotes in a different place on Chumash. So one of the Tanoim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvil for him. He made a path in the Arofa. He made a derech for him. There was Arofa to the right, Arofa to the left, and Moshe Rabbeinu went in the middle of the Choshech on of Arofa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a shvil. So this is to develop a derech. That's what learning is all about. The Gemara is like a big jungle. There are always Gemaras that contradict each other. So sometimes we assume a different mesilta. Sometimes we assume it's a machloikas amarai, and sometimes we assume it's not a machloikas. You have to figure out a derech, which dinim, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. You have to have a derech and learning. A derech and learning doesn't mean you learn one din and you philosophize about it with 1,000 chakiras. It means you learn 1,000 dinim and try to figure out which 500 dinim are connected and which are not connected. You have to have a shvil. You have to have a path. And all of life is like that. Life is full of a lot of situations. You have to figure out a derech. You have to figure out a shvil to be able to go through with successfully. In Yiddish folklore, they tell over the story that the three Hasidim were vying with each other. Whose Rebbe is a greater? Bal Moifas. Whose Rebbe is greater? So one of them says how great his Rebbe was, that he was once traveling on the highway, and they had horses with wagons and big wheels, and if it would rain, the highways were not paved. If it would be a heavy rain or snow, so then everything would be muddy, and the wheels wouldn't be able to go, so they would get stuck. So it started to rain, and there was a problem. The Rebbe wouldn't be able to go, so he made a moifes, and he said, it should rain to the right, it should rain to the left. In the middle, there shouldn't be any rain. So the Baruch Shalom answered his prayers. In the middle, there was no rain. So the second chassid says, my Rebbe is much greater than that. He was once traveling late in the afternoon, and they had no lights on the highways either. So if it's dark at night, you can't travel quickly. You can only go very slowly. You can't see where the highway is. So his Rebbe prayed to the Baruch Shalom, it should be dark to the right and dark to the left, and it should be light in the middle. And he kept on going. A bigger moifus. The rain doesn't always rain all over, but the dark. So it was dark to the right, dark to the left. In the middle, it wasn't dark. So the third chassid said, how does that compare to my Rebbe? My Rebbe was once traveling late on Friday afternoon, and it's going to become Shabbos. So once he can't travel, he didn't arrive in the location where he has to go. So he said, it should be Shabbos to the right and Shabbos to the left. In the middle, it should be Chol. He kept on going. He kept on going. It was Chol in the middle. That's in Yiddish folklore that tell that story. So many years ago, I remember Rav Simcha Cook was once in New York, and it was soon before Yom Yerushalayim. So they put up a sign in the Beis Medrash that he's going to speak at 10 o'clock at night in the dormitory. He's a very pleasant speaker. Used to speak every year for the NCSY group in Eretz Yisrael. It's always very pleasant when he speaks. I called my wife and I said, we should go hear him speak. So we both went. So he said he was traveling all day in New York City. In New York City, he says, you walk around on the Lower East Side, you see shikurim, and you see drug addicts, and you see prostitutes. You hear all called over us, you see over here in New York. And he says, here, it's a bigger mifus than the third one. You have chol to the right and chol to the left, and make kodesh in the middle. To have kodesh to the right, kodesh to the left, to make chol in the middle, that unfortunately people defile kedusha. You can make kodesh into chol, but here you have a yeshiva in the middle of Manhattan, and the drug addicts and the shikurim and the prostitutes are all around, and in the middle you make kodesh. That's a bigger moifus. That's, you have to figure out a shvil. That's just like the Ribbono Shel Olam held Moshe Rabbeinu's hand. He made a shvil for Moshe Rabbeinu to enable him to go into the Chosh Chonon Varofa. That's what one of the Tanaim says regarding the Stiris HaPsukim. So too, we all have to figure out, with the help of our Gadosh Baruch Hu, help our hand, hold our hands. We have to figure out a shvil, how to go through life successfully. Last month, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I visited some yeshivas that I haven't visited in the longest time. So there's a koilel in Har HaZeisim. So the head of the koilel called me up. They learn kutchim there because they face the Har HaBayis. So he called me up. He asked me I should give a shiur. So then he called me the day that I was supposed to give the shiur, that the Rosh HaKoilel has corona. He won't attend, but I should come anyway. I should give a shiur. But there was hardly anybody there. So I spoke for 5-10 minutes. I said it right there. So very often when I visit a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so it's Matan Tzchar B'Tzida, they give me the latest sefer that they printed. So this fellow, he had corona, I didn't see him. So he came, he's an American out to raise money, so for his kollel. So he came to the yeshiva on Monday, I think. So he gave me two volumes that his kollel just printed, Torah Ha'olam, the Ramah. The Ramah wrote Torah HaChatos. Torah HaChatos, everything in Yerudeya, every Ramah in Yerudeya, Basim Cholot, Taruz, Malicha, Shechita, everything in the Ramah appears in the Ramah Sefer Torah HaChatos. When you learn Yerudeya, So the Shach on every page, every other page, he's going to quote the Toras Chavtas. You never have to look it up, because everything that he writes in Toras Chavtas, he writes in the Ramon Shulchan. Once in a while, you have to look it up if it's unclear. But in addition, so the Toras Chavtas is straight halacha, straight halacha. And then he wrote Toras Ha'olah, all Kabbalah, all Kabbalah. He tries to explain everything in Vayakov, Bikudei, Truma, Tetzaveh, everything about the Mishkan, why was this and why was that, why these Karbanas and why these Kelim and why the big Dekuna, everything, long, drawn out, Arichasin. He starts off on the first page in the Torah Ha'olah. He quotes a long medrash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Megillah B'Ksav when he was on Har Sinai, gave him a Megillah B'Ksav about how to the different sections in the Mishkan. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, that he quoted Pasuk, Atapa Modi Modi. Moshe Rabbeinu had to stand when the Megillah B'Ksav was given to him. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Megillah B'Ksav to Yeshua ben Nun, so he had to stand. Yeshua ben Nun, every generation, they gave it over from one generation to the other, they had to give it over Ba'midah, just like HaKrovos HaKabonis, that's be done Ba'midah. If you makrov the Kabonis, Yoshib, so the Mishnah says, Lochem, the Kabonis Apostle, you have to do it again. There's a separate din, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azor, no one's allowed to sit in the Azor, unless you're the Melech from the Malchut Beis David. Even the Kangolo is not allowed to sit. So that's the question, whether that's a din derais or a din derabbanan. There's a stira in Rashi's. One Rashi says it's halacha moshe b'Sinai. One Rashi says it's only a din with rabbanan, ein yeshiva bazar. But this is a different din, not ein yeshiva bazar. If you did akrobas akabbanas b'yeshiva, the akabbanas apostle. So somehow the Medrash assumes that transmitting the Megillah B'Ksav from generation to generation had to be done by midah. So the Medrash quotes the pasuk, "Atapa Modi Modi." Moshe Rabbeinu had to stand on Har Sinai because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to give him the Megillah B'Ksav, and then Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Yeshua. So the Medrash, the Ramo on the first page, and the Torah Sadi quotes a Medrash that Moshe and Yeshua, based on the pasuk, they were both Bamida in each step of the way. Then David HaMelech gave it over to Shlomo HaMelech. David HaMelech was sick, and he wasn't able to get out of bed. So he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Mizmishah Chanukah Sabayis Ledovi, he talks about getting a refuah. What does the refuah have to do with building the Beis HaMikdash? So that's what the Ramah quotes this. That's what Avelvela Soloveitchik in the Sefer HaChumash quotes this medrash that the Ramah quotes on the first page in the Torah Sa'ilam. That Moshe Rabbeinu was so sick he couldn't even stand up for a minute. He didn't feel well. So he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu he should get better. And then when he was able to stand up, he gave over the Megillah B'Ksav to Shlomo HaMelech, and that's when he composed Mizmishah Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. He thanked the Ribbono Shel Olam that he was able to transmit the Megillah B'Ksav. And he has the whole Torah Sa'ilah is with Kabbalah. Unbelievable. There's also give long, drawn-out explanations to every step of the Mishkan, Truma Tetzaveh V'Yakol Pikudei, why 50... Krasim, and why this, and why that. Everything is b'chuvin keneged everything else. And the psukim say on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf, Zekeli V'Anvehu. So Rashi tells you, look in the Targum Onkelos, how do you translate the word V'Anvehu? Noveh is a home. So Rashi says, Onkelos translates Zekeli V'Anvehu, Evne Le'Beis Magdusha, this is my God, and I will build a Beis HaMikdash for him, Zekeli V'Anvehu. Then the pasuk says later in Oz Yashir, "Machan Hashivtocha." How to say "Machan Hashivtocha"? Pa'al to Hashem that the Beis Hamikdash shall matos mechuben keneged. Machan means mechuben. Mechuben keneged the Beis Hamikdash on Ma'ala. So that's the main theme of the whole Torah Sa'ilah. Everything in the Beis Hamikdash mechuben keneged. Things in the Ma'ala in heaven, and he goes into long Kabbalistic explanation. Very complicated. And the other Gedolim also wrote Svarim like that to explain all of the aspects of the Mishkan. It's all Hayru Ashur, but they have a lot to say. Okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos. Shkoyach for coming.